Well, for those of us who are left in West Kirby in the middle of the summer holidays and haven't gone on holiday ourselves, I hope that this will be a blessed time to share together. And we're in the middle of a series on prayer. We are coming actually closer to the end than we were to the beginning. And today we're looking at prayers of blessing. And there's this lovely prayer that we've looked at that is, I think, pretty much the first blessing that you find in the Bible, where the people of Israel have been made God's people. And Moses, who's led them out of Egypt, is in some wonderful way guided by God to say to Aaron, his brother, this is how I want you to speak to the people of Israel. I want you to bless them. What a lovely thing to do, to say, in God's name, I'll turn my face to you, I'll look at you, and I'll smile upon you. You know, when anyone smiles at you, it does bring a joy, doesn't it, to your life. It's just such a simple thing is, I find, if somebody smiles at me, it's kind of mood transforming. Something is communicated from them to me in a simple but quite profound way. And for God to say, I'm going to smile upon you, as the very first thing that he says in prayer, I think is lovely, really lovely. And we're going to explore today what it means to receive God's blessing and share God's blessing, to pass it on. And as we do that, we're going to talk on the basis of our experience today more than anything else. I want to share a little of my experience with you, and Mike is going to share something of his experience too. You might describe it as testimony in a way, but it's sharing our experience of God's blessing. But the purpose of this is to enable us all to better receive and to pass on God's blessing. So, first thing that I want to say is that by the end of this talk, I'd like us all to be better able to understand how we can bring God's blessing to both the people we meet every day and the situations we face. So as you go into the week, that's the objective. Went a bit too fast. So prayers of blessing, in a sense, are very simple. They're prayers asking for the things of God's kingdom to be present in a person's life, and for specific attributes of God's character to show in their lives. Well, as we shared earlier on with the children and in the introduction to the theme, what we describe as the fruit of the Spirit, very much attributes of God's character that Paul says we should experience as the Holy Spirit works in our life. And in the ordinariness, like the ordinariness of life in hanging out the washing, the ordinariness of life, God's love, peace, patience, joy, self-control, faithfulness, kindness should all be flowing increasingly through our lives. And the invitation to us in the way of blessing is to ask God, I'm your loving Father, he says, and I will give you these things if you only ask. As a father, I give good gifts to my children. If you ask me for an egg, will I give you a scorpion, a nasty thing that's going to sting you? If you ask for an egg, will I give you a wasp? Certainly not. I'll give you a good thing. And these are the good things that he's going to give to us. And let's just start by reminding ourselves of what we've seen in this prayer. So this is God saying, this is how I want you to speak on my behalf to the people. And now he's saying to us, in the new covenant of Christ, I want you, as my people, to speak these words to those around you. This is how I feel about everybody, really. I'm going to make my face shine upon you and be gracious to you. I'll turn my face towards you and give you peace. This is what God wants for us. So we're seeking God's direction and his blessing for our way forward in this series on prayer. We're leading up to a day of prayer and fasting that we're going to have in September. And what lay behind the elders' thinking as we planned this was that we wanted the whole church to be united in exploring together and coming to one mind before God how we can bless each other and bless the community. So God's given us a vision, which I've set out in this slide to remind us, to grow a relevant Christ-like church that serves our community. And, as you see, the shortened version of the theme set out on the front door, to connect your communities to Christ. This is what we are portraying to the community, that we want to connect everyone's communities to Christ. We want to bring that blessing. It's very hard, isn't it, to get people to be joined together in a vision. There are always dissenting voices, and from our experience in a democracy, we would say a certain amount of dissent is always good because we need to hear different points of view and before coming to a mind. Too much dissent can be destructive, and we see the terrible effects of terrorism in our society. That's not what I'm talking about here. We want to pray and commit that to God for healing and blessing. But I'm talking about the kind of multiple voices that exist within any healthy community. And what we want to do through this series on prayer is to try and explore God's mind for us. He said he wants to bless us. Well, how shall we experience that in this church, in this fellowship? How shall we put it into practice? So this series of about 12 sessions on prayer is all about that, seeking God's way for us. Then we come to the day of prayer and fasting on the 23rd of September, and we follow it by the celebration of harvest on the 24th. But the idea is that by the time we get to the conclusion of that day of prayer, fasting, and celebration, we will have come to a clearer understanding of how God wants to take us forward as his community and how we shall bless others. Now, I just want to share with you a little of my experience of this, and then Mike will also. I'm sure one could go to almost any member of the church fellowship, and with a little thought, you could share what the Lord says to you about the fellowship that you experience here in this community. I hope it will be mostly good. Some points will not be so good. That's just how life is. And all of these testimonies are good and valid. But for the purpose of doing something within 15 to 20 minutes today, I just want to share my story very briefly and invite Mike to share a little of his about blessing. I want to go back to the time before Louise joined us as our minister. And as the elders, we were trying to seek God's way for how we were to move ahead from the time through which Brian had led us as our previous minister, and before that to Malcolm. Those who remember that far back, and say, Lord, where are you going to lead us next, and how are you going to lead us? Now, this is just my bit of the story and one small piece of my bit of the story. But I found myself, as I often do, because I walk the dog, up on Grange Hill by the War Memorial, and I had a particularly intense sense of the Lord saying to me as I looked down over Hilbury Island and the Dee and that wonderful view, and in the near distance, the communities of West Kirby and then of Hoylake, and around the hill, the bit you can't see, of West Kirby over that way. And the Lord said to me, I want you to claim this community for me. It was a very definite sense, a sense that was like a voice speaking to me, and I think I would probably say it was a voice speaking to me, and it felt to me like the voice of God. And so I did just that. Just there, I was with the dog, looking out over the community. I did exactly that. Lord, I claim this community for you. Went home to have a breakfast. Can't remember what happened after that. But that, the singular nature of what had happened stuck with me. And on a number of occasions, I shared it with others. And it's never left me. And one day, Cheryl, you know, from St. Michael's, was speaking at church, and I had occasion here just to share that with her. And she said to me very practically, well, has the Lord told you how to do it? I said, no, that's just what he told me to do. And just in terms of sharing, I just thought I should share that with you. And that was the end of that. But as people have spoken and shared with me, Alison in particular shared with me two books that she invited me to read called The Grace Outpouring and The Way of Blessing, which were two books about the experience of the Holy Spirit in wonderful blessing, touching firstly people in South Wales and then people across the nation and then across many nations with a blessing. As I read the book, I read about how many people's lives had been touched, how many people had come to faith, how many people had experienced renewal of difficult situations, how many people had been healed. And some of those situations brought tears to my eyes. They were so beautiful and so wonderful. And I had a deep inner conviction that I was reading the truth, that I was reading what had happened and what is happening. And I knew the inner truth of that from the early experience I'd had when we were, earlier times, doing Alpha courses here. Because with Alpha, I saw people come into faith. I saw people's lives being renewed and blessed. And I continue to praise God for all this. And I now say to the Lord, and say to you, my brothers and sisters, the Lord wants to make his face shine upon us and bring blessing to us and guidance and unity about how we are to bless each other and bless the community. Now, I'm going to ask Mike to come and talk to us because Mike has had the opportunity to visit Foldy Brennan, and I'm going to ask him just to come on, Mike, if I put the other microphone on here, to share with us a little about the experience of this blessing that I'm describing, because there's nothing more powerful, I think, than hearing, if you don't mind being called the horse's mouth.
Okay.
So Mike, tell us a little bit about how you came to be blessed by visiting this place. What caused you to visit it? And then let's see how your story goes.
Okay. Well, the same sister from this house who told Tony about the books, our dear friend Alison, told me about Aldebrannan just in quite a casual way, and that inspired me to look it up on the internet. And when I saw Aldebrannan on my computer screen, the Lord just told me he wanted me to go there. And every morning, the first thing I did when I got up was to put that same vision of Aldebrannan back on the computer. And the Lord had me do that every morning until I called Aldebrannan and made an arrangement to go and stay there. But people go from all over the world, and it's quite hard to book in at certain times of the year. So my visit there was kind of 7 or 8 months down the line from there. So the Lord really put it on my heart that he wanted me to go there.
And tell us about how your life has been changed, Mike, because we can see that you have acquired, shall I say, a new confidence, yeah, a new maturity in God. And tell us a little about how that's come about.
Okay, well, I came to Christ in this church getting on for 7 years ago. My life was changed then from in such a big way. But some of the things, so with coming to Christ sort of at about 50 years of age, I'd had quite a lot of life before then, and some of the things that had troubled me in the past still kept coming back. And I would pray about it, then they'd go away and then come back again. But after visiting Aldebrannan, I found that the Lord blessed me in such a way that I gained a maturity in him, and things of the past didn't crop up in the way they did before, and I was set free to do the Lord's work. I'd struggled with my career for a long time. I wasn't working in the career I wanted to work in. I didn't want to live in West Kirby. I wanted to move. I thought the Lord was going to get me to move, but on the contrary, he wanted to keep me in the job I'm in. He wanted to keep me in West Kirby and use me here. And he's given me the confidence to do that. I praise him. I thank him.
Now, Mike, I can see over the years you've become less worried and anxious.
Yeah.
About things.
Absolutely.
Just tell us how that's come about, if you will.
Well, I give glory to God for that. Nobody's actually prayed over me for anxiety, against anxiety rather, but through my growing relationship with the Lord and seeing him as my heavenly Father who provides everything for me, I've just become less anxious, and I've handed every aspect of my life over to him, and he has blessed me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, praise God for that,
praise
Mike.
God.
Because you can actually see it in the way your life has developed, I praise God as I see that. Will you tell us a little bit about how you then found yourself being put in a situation where you were blessing others?
Yeah.
Because you've told me one or two stories that are really very touching.
I feel like I've been going to Aldebrannan for years, but it's my first visit there was less than a year ago. It was last October, and I've been several times since, not actually staying on site, but visiting the site and staying at a guest house in the valley. And Aldebrannan have a whole day of prayer and praise on the first Tuesday of the month, and I've been able to go to many of those. And on my first couple of visits to Aldebrannan, the Lord put people there who prayed for me and talked to me about situations in my life. These people knew nothing about me, but the Lord, the Holy Spirit, told them what to pray about, and they prayed for me, and I was healed. Then on more recent occasions, as my confidence in the Lord has grown, when I've been to Aldebrannan, the Lord has put people in my path who I have discerned the Lord saying, speak to that gentleman, speak to that lady, and I have done, on two occasions. The first was with a guy who was very ill, and to be honest, I've met him twice down there, and the first time I talked to him, didn't even know I'd made an impression on him, and then he turned up at a prayer day down there, and he was so pleased to see me, and he told his wife that I'd inspired him. So I just thank God for using me in that way. And then this last time, a lady came who was quite troubled, and I invited her to go to the High Cross at Folder Brennan, which if you've read either of the books, you'll know about the High Cross. It's a very special place where people hand their burdens over to the Lord and are set free. And I showed this lady how to do this, and then she went back to where she was staying and then turned up the following morning, and the Lord had actually spoken to her in the night, and she felt in a better place to get on with her life then.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you. We praise God with you and for you, and thank you for sharing that.
Thank you. Can I just mention, Folder Brennan has a very simple prayer. It's actually a prayer for Wales, but it can be for here, it can be for anywhere. And I've got some copies of the prayer here, and they'll be in the small hall. So please just help yourselves. I know some of you have got a copy of it, but please help yourselves to a copy of this. And I'd just like to pray this prayer. It's, O High King of Heaven, have mercy on our land. Revive your church. Send the Holy Spirit for the sake of the lost, the least, and the broken. May your kingdom come to our nation in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, so I thought that sharing experience was perhaps the most effective way of talking about blessing. The encouragement is that in all of our experience, we may be brought to what, let's call it a thin place, a place where you're closer to heaven, where you're more aware of the presence of the Lord Jesus in your life. And we pray that this may also be true for our church in our community, that this may be a thin place. This may be a place where heaven touches earth. This may be a place where salvation, new life, can come to many people. And this is a realistic prayer, and this is a prayer that is entirely in God's giving, and this is why we have to seek Him for it. I would love to see the church and experience the church here as a place where, like a pond where you put a stone in it and you see the ripples flow out, that is true and truer and truer. It is true now, but what we want as elders in leading the church is to bring us to that unity of purpose as a fellowship of God's people, that we may so desire this of God. That He, in His good grace, will cause it to be put into practice. And what I want to say finally is that we have seen this, and it is realistic to look to God to bless us if we take Him seriously in it. I have seen it as I was leading the Alpha course here a number of years ago. We saw people come to faith, we saw new life being experienced, and the blessing of people's lives being turned around. Others of you will have seen it in different ways, but I can only speak of my experience. So I'd like to close by sharing together this final blessing from the Apostle Paul. I'd like to read it to you because you may not be able to see it up there. The print might be a little small. But this is Paul on behalf of the people of the church in Colossae, asking God to bless them. So we ask God to give you complete knowledge of his will and to give you spiritual wisdom and understanding. Then the way you live will always honour and please the Lord, and your lives will produce every kind of good fruit. All the while, you will grow as you learn to know God better and better. We also pray that you will be strengthened with all his glorious power, so that you will have all the endurance and patience you need. May you be filled with joy, always thanking the Father. He has enabled you to share in the inheritance that belongs to his people who live in the light. Amen.